Blog Talk Radio.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Ow! But the kingdom's up for violence, but the violence, take it, by force!
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. I hope y'all excited about that talk. Hey, ran out the studio, ladies and gentlemen, on that one. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen on the planet Earth, welcome to Straight to the Point once again with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're not going to be long this long. I'm going to bring her right on. The call-in number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number you need to tweet out, fax out, text out, email, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, all social media. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put that number out there right now, 347-843-4559. Put it out there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to give you Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody out there in radio land, praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I love that song. He said, I want it all back. That means I ain't everything that you stole, everything that I gave up, everything that I gave you, everything that you took that didn't belong to you, I'm taking it back. And not only am I taking it back, but I'm taking it back, and I'm taking it by force. The Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm so excited that you all have tuned in to Straight to the Point. For those of you who do not know who we are, I want you to know who we are, Straight to the Point. It's a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the church. We are here for the body of Christ. We are here for your family and your friends. We are here for the nations. We are here for this government every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, every single Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. to bring you a rhema word, to bring you a word that will meet you right where you at, to bring you a word that will take you to a whole nother, some of you levels, some of you rims, and some of you, I'm just telling you, God is just taking you to a whole nother. I say hemisphere. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody might be saying, what you mean by hemisphere? He's taking you to on a whole nother level that nobody else would even. One, they're not going to be able to recognize you. You're going to be speaking, and you're going to be speaking revelation. They're going to be trying to figure out what you're talking about, because that's what God is going to be doing. He's going to be downloading some revelation to you. My God, he's going to be giving you insight. He's going to be giving you revelation about some things that people are going to be thinking that you're crazy, that you lost your mind. But when they start seeing it coming to pass, they're going to know that, my God, that God's hand is on your life. They're going to know that God is still God, that he's the unmovable mover, and he's the unchangeable changer. And whatever God says, whatever he decreed, that it shall be established on this earth, whatever you decree, because you are his spokesperson, because you are his prophet in the earth. My God, amen. You are his spokesperson. You are his servant. You are his prophet. You are his teacher. You are his evangelist. You are his apostle. You are his pastor. You are his believer in the earth. My God, it's not even about the title. God is going to speak to your children. He's going to speak to old men. He's going to speak to young children. He's going to be speaking like never before in this season. My God, dropping out revelation, fresh manna from heaven, revelation, fresh rhema word that will catapult you guys to dimensions and hemispheres in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a prophetic word for you on tonight, and I've spoken some of it. I'm telling you that the word is so clear, my spirit, what God is going to be doing in this season, in this next season of your lives, in the season of the saints. I'm telling you, God is about to do some amazing things in your life. In your life, my God, everything that you've been through, it was not by coincidence, incident, or no accident. It was for a purpose, my God, because God is a God of purpose in everything that he does it because of purpose, because he is purpose. He is purpose. He is the ultimate purpose. And that for everything that goes on in this world, in the heavens, on the earth, and even beneath the earth, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord in the heavens, on the earth, and below the earth. Amen? So we're excited about the word on tonight. I got 5 points that I want to leave you with on tonight, that I'm going to let you go. I'm not going to keep you long. I'm just going to give you the 5 points. I'm going to give you scriptures to support what God has spoken to me for your season. And I pray that you will receive it, that I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to allow you a chance to say hello. I'm going to allow you a chance to if you want to help preach, then I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a platform to get yours out to. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want prayer, we're going to pray for you. And then we're going to close and I'm going to let you guys go. So we're going to go ahead and get started. But before I do, I want to thank the founder and CEO of this awesome network, the Men's Let's Talk Network, Dr. Kevin Vaughn, for allowing us to, every single Monday night, broadcast the Straight to the Point radio show on this awesome network. So we thank God for Dr. Vaughn, and most of all, I thank God for each and every one of you who are faithful every Monday night that you're tuning in by way of internet, by way of calling it, calling the line. So we thank God for each and every one of you all. Amen. So let's get started, and the theme of this word is double recovery. Double recovery. Double. What does double mean? Double means twice as much or as many, meaning that you have more than one. Amen. So, again, double means twice as much or as many. Let's go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we worship you, we adore you, we lift your name on high, God. We know that, God, that certainly, God, that there is none like you, God. No one can love us like you. Can nobody do us like you? Can nobody provide for us like you? Can nobody rock us in the midnight hour like you? Can nobody care for us like you, God? Lord God, we, some of us have searched all over, and we come to find that there's nobody greater. Like the song say, nobody greater than you. Some of us have searched all over, reached into things, got into some things we had no business getting into, God, but we always come back, God, because, Lord God, and we recognize, God, that, Lord, that in you, God, in you, we live, we move, and we have our being, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for every person that's listening, God. We ask, God, that you will open up their minds, open up their hearts to receive what it is, God, that you have for them on this night, oh God. This night, God, that they will never be able to get again, Father. Lord God, we don't take for granted, Father God, that we are breathing on today, on tonight, God, because somebody didn't breathe. Somebody can't talk. Somebody can't walk. Somebody can't listen, God. We thank you, God, for the little things that people take for granted every single day, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, have your way, Father. You know what it is that your people stand in need of. You know what they need to hear, God. Lord God, I ask, God, that you will meet them right where they are, God. Speak, God. Speak to your people, oh God. Heal, deliver, set free by your power, by your glory. Lord God, we ask, Father God, that you will rain fire from heaven, oh God, to burn up everything that's not like you, Jesus. Destroy it, God. Burn it up, oh God. Shape, make, mold. Lord God, form us, God, through your liking, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask, Father God, that you would just simply have your way. And God, we thank you. And we say, God, you're welcome. You're welcome in this place. You're welcome on this line. You're welcome in our hearts. Now, if you can use anything, God, you can certainly use me. Take my hands, Lord God, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak to me. If you can use anything, God, you can use me. God, I thank you, I praise you, I honor you, and I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on this earth as it is in heaven. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, what time is it? So, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I want to be finished by, I want to be finished talking by in about 15 minutes, if I can. I'm trying to, or at least before 8:45, we're going to open up the lines and let you guys talk. So, the word that God gave me for you on tonight is double recovery. Double recovery. Double recovery. What does double mean? Again, double means twice as much or as many. This year is almost over, but I remember I told you guys that God doesn't work in time, he works in seasons. Somebody remember that. God doesn't work in time, he works in seasons. So a lot of, many times we are wondering, where is God? It's almost the end of the year. God promised me this, or God told me he was going to do this for me, and he said he was going to do it before the end of 2017. But I want to tell somebody on tonight that the God we serve, he don't work in time. He works in seasons. And when I say seasons, I'm not talking about seasons in the natural realm. I'm talking about seasons in the spiritual realm. See, the seasons that I'm talking about, I'm not talking about fall, winter, spring, and I'm not talking about summer. I'm talking about the seasons. He worked in his moment. He working on his calendar, which is called the Kairos moment, the Kairos time. He doesn't work in man's time or on man's calendar. So you could very well ask God for something, and if you're looking to get it according to man's calendar and you haven't received it yet, it's because God is working on his time, not even time, but he's working in his season and in his moment, which is the Kairos moment. Amen. So I wanted to get that out there. But I kind of tell somebody tonight that God is about to give you what is called a double recovery. A double recovery. What does recovery mean? Recovery means that God is going to give you something, and he's going to give it to you. He's going to give you something that you have either lost, or he's going to give you something he's going to give you something that you've lost. And a lot of times people be thinking it's the very same thing, and a lot of times it's not the very same thing. What God is about to do, and I want somebody to hear me clearly, he's going to give you something that you lost, but it's going to be something different, but he's going to give it to you in a double fashion. He's going to give it to you in a double portion. He's going to give it to you, my God, and it's going to be running over. I hear the Lord speaking, and I hear him speaking clearly, and I hear him in my mind, and he said, tell them that I'm going to give it to them, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over, and it's going to be overflowing. Not only will men give it to your bosom, but God said that he's going to even cause, my God, some agencies, some institutions to give to you. He's going to cause some people to write checks to you that you wouldn't even think that a check will come from. You're going to be thinking, my God, what is going on? What am I doing receiving a check from now? I should be on them. Why are they sending me a check saying they owe me? Amen? So some of you are about to be put in those type of situations, and I'm going to tell you why. First, I want to talk to five different people on tonight. I want to speak to five different situations on tonight, five different circumstances on tonight, and I'm going to tell you why God is about to do this for you in your life. Amen. First, I want to go through some scriptures, and you may want to write these down so you can go back and read them and reference them. So I want to come out of 1 Samuel 1:5. I want to talk about Hannah a little bit and how Hannah was barren, and God said that her husband loved her more than the other wife who wasn't barren. Amen. And because, you know, he loved her more, but she was a barren, couldn't have children, he gave her a double portion. He gave her more of everything than he did the other wife. And in this situation, I'm speaking to somebody on tonight who is barren. And when I say barren, I'm not talking about barren in the natural. I'm not talking about you're barren and which you can't have children. I'm talking about you barren in the spiritual realm, meaning that you're not producing anything. You've been working. You've been going to church. You've been paying your tithes, but nothing is coming forth. Nothing has come forth. Nothing has broken through for you. And it's because, like I told the people in the church the other day, is that some of you who are in this barren situation, and most of you are in this burn situation because of generational curses. You have generational curses that have attached itself to you, going back from, it has been passed down from generation to generation. And so in some instances, you're burned because of generational curses. And then in some instances, some of you have connected yourselves to people who were barren. And because you connected yourself to somebody who was barren, who's not producing, who is pretty much cursed, the curse has come upon you. And so you find yourself in a situation that everything that you put your hand to do, nothing is working for you. Everything that you try to do, you go five steps up, and then you find yourself five steps back. It's because of your connections. Remember, either a blessing can be in your connection or a curse can be in your connection. So you got to be careful who you're connecting yourself to. Amen. So the first instance, I said a generational curse. And the second instance, I said it's because of your connections. It's because of your connections. You're barren because of your connections. And what God is going to do for you, God is going to break and destroy the barrenness from off of your life. I hear the Lord saying that I'm going to give you a double portion, and that I'm not only am I, he said, you've been barren too long. I hear him say, sing, O barren woman, my God. I hear him say, sing, O barren woman, he said, for your time has come for you to break forth. I hear the Lord saying that I'm going to, he said, for a little while have I forsaken you. He said, but now have I come to attend unto you. He said, sing, O barren, you who did not bear. He said, break forth. has nothing to do with gender because it's a spirit. And the Bible says that God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So men can be bound too, just as well as women, because it's a spiritual bondage. It's not a physical bondage. It has nothing to do with a natural bondage. It's a physical bondage. And some of you are finding yourself in a spiritual bondage. It has nothing to do with a physical bondage. But I hear the Lord saying that this is your time. This is the season that has come, that I'm coming upon your life. He said, I've heard you cry. He said, some of you don't have children in the natural. He said, but I come. He said, for a little while have I forsaken you. He said, but no longer will I forsake you, because now my servant is speaking to you, telling you what it is that you need to come up out of. He said, now I'm going to visit you, and now I'm going to break forth, and now I'm going to give you a double portion. So the first set of people, I'm talking to the people who walking in burning. God said, I've heard you cry. He said, but it's time for you to sing now. It's time for you to dance now. It's time for you to rejoice now, because I'm about to give you a double portion. He said, I'm about to give you a double portion, and those who laughed at you, those who scorned you, he said, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to lift you up above their heads. And you said, no longer will you be bound, but you shall produce. Everything you put your hand to, it shall prosper. Everything you lay your feet on, it shall prosper. But he said, I want you to be very careful when you lay your feet on, because, see, you can't go laying your feet on stuff that I have cursed. That the Lord, you got to be mindful in this next season. You got to listen to me clearly. You got to listen to me carefully in this next season, so you can walk and according to the steps that I prepared to you, so that you could get the double portion. I hear the Lord say. So the first set of people he's talking to, the vine. Amen. Then the second set of people he's talking to, who he's going to get his double recovery to, this double portion to, are the faithful. He's going to give you the faithful. If you've been faithful serving your leader, and let's go to 2 Kings 2:9. 2 Kings 2:9. Let's go to 2 Kings 2:9. If you've been faithful serving your leader as Elisha has been, Elisha told Elijah, he said in 2 Kings 2:9, he said, and when they had gone over, let's go to 8 first. And Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the waters, and they divided this way and that, so that the two of them went over on dry ground. 9, and when they had gone over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I should do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, I pray you let a double portion of your spirit, my God, be upon me. So those of you who have been faithful, those of you who have been serving your leader and not trying to succumb or not trying to allow the spirit of Absalom to come in a way. And what is the spirit of Absalom? The spirit of Absalom is a spirit that tried to undermine your leader, a spirit that tried to go behind your leader back and plan your leader's demise. But for you, God has given you a double portion because you've been faithful to your leader. You've been serving your leader. You've been there for your leader. And now it's time for you to lead. For some of you to lead, it's time for you to take up the mantle. And God said, I'm about to give you this mantle, just as Elijah dropped it to for Elisha. He said, I'm going to give you this mantle, and you will do greater works than your leader. You will do greater works. You will do greater works, walking greater miracles, do greater signs, do greater wonders. You will be, God is going to lift you up like never before. He said, some of you, I'm sending you to the nations. I'm sending you to speak to kings. I'm sending you to speak to queens. I'm sending you to speak to presidents. My God, all over the world. And so with this mantle, because you've been faithful, you have shown God that you can be faithful. You have shown God that you are faithful, not just to your leader, but you are faithful to him. Just as Joshua was faithful to Moses, my God, Elisha was faithful to Elijah. And every second person who was faithful to the first person ended up becoming the first person. Amen, Lord God. So you have been faithful with being the second person. You've been faithful of not getting the accolades. You've been faithful of pushing your leader up to the front. You've been faithful of holding your leader arms up. You've been faithful, and God said, for that, I'm coming to give you a double portion. You're going to get the double portion of your leader's anointing. Not just that, but you're going to do greater works. That's what this double portion means. He said, so if you go to first, let's go back to First Samuel, he said, not only am I going to rebuke the barrenness from your life, and you're going to prosper and multiply in the natural, my God. He said, but I'm going to, in the spirit, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to give you a double portion of your leader, in 2 Kings, of your leader's anointing, of your leader's, my God, of your leader's gifts and talents. You're going to do greater works. Amen. And then he took me to Job, my God. And I'm talking to a people when, my God, this is so critical, when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. My God, that is so powerful. When you're going through the test of time, God said, the wife, the third group of people that I'm talking to, he said, you've been through you stood the test of time. He said that even when your friends lied on you, when people walked away from you, when people betrayed you, he said, but you still kept on going. You still trusted me. And he said, I hear you. Some of you have said, as Job says, though he slay me, yet will I still trust him. Though I'm going through this sickness, I'm still going to trust him. Though the children are acting up, I'm still going to trust him. And God said, I heard you. He said, I heard you crying. I heard you praying. I heard you still lifting up my name. I heard you, and I saw you still telling people about my goodness. And not only that, even the enemies that came up against you, I heard you say, God, don't kill them. God, don't kill them. God, give them another chance. God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, because you pray for your enemies and you pray for your friends, he said, I'm going to give you a double portion. He said, everything that you went through, everything that you lost, he said, I'm going to restore it. And the Bible says God gave Job everything back in a double portion. Everything that Job had lost, God gave it back. Amen? Amen. So I'm talking to the burned. I'm talking to the faithful. I'm talking to the one who stood the test of time and didn't give in and say, yet he said me, yet will I trust him. And then I'm talking to the fourth group of people in Isaiah 61:7. Isaiah 61:7, my God, he said, because of your shame and because of your embarrassment, because you was mocked and you were scorned, he said, but you still kept on going. He said, I'm going to turn your shame into joy. He said, I'm going to change your mourning into joy. He said, your weeping endured for the night, but tonight is your morning. Tonight is your fresh start. Tonight is your new beginning. And he said, I'm going to give you a double portion. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:7, if you read 61:7, it says, the Bible says, instead of your former shame, you should have a twofold recompense. My God, he said, instead of dishonor and reproach, your people should rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they should possess double what they had forfeited. Everlasting joy be theirs. That means that even what you forfeited, what you gave up, God said, what you gave up of your lack of knowledge and not knowing, because you was a little prideful, because you was walking in shame, you was embarrassed, and you wasn't receiving certain things that God was trying to give you. God said, I'm going to look away from that, and I'm going to forget. I want you to forget about your former shame. He said, because I'm about to give you a twofold recompense. My God, do you know what that means? God said, I'm going to give you double. Not only am I going to bless you with the back, but I'm going to give you another portion of it. I'm going to give you another portion of it with interest. My God, God better get this. Somebody better grab this on tonight. So I'm talking to the vine. I'm talking to the faithful who was serving the leader. I'm talking to the one who stood the test of time. I'm talking to the one who walked in shame with your head down, who walked in shame with their head down, thinking that it was the end. God said, no, it's not the end. It's just the beginning. My God, do you not know who I am? Said the Lord, I am the one and only God. I am the supreme ruler. I am the sovereign God. He said, I hold all power in my hand. I'm the one who commands the seas to the winds to stop going off the cliff, meaning that all over the place. I command and demand the waves to cease. I command and I command the winds to stand still. I command the waves to don't drown you and not overcome you. He said, I'm God and I'm God all by myself. Amen. So I'm talking to the one who has been walking in shame. You're remembering your past. People reminding you of who you used to be. And God said, don't remember the former things. I'm doing a new thing. My God, the new thing that I am doing, my God, he said, I don't even want you to remember what you used to be, what you used to do. He said, I don't even want you dealing with your old connections. He said, I want you to move forward because I'm going to give you new connections. I'm going to give you double for your trouble. My God. And then the fifth group of people that God is talking to, he's talking to a people who have been dealing with mental issues. When it comes, meaning that you haven't been able to sleep, you've been dealing with, the devil been playing with your mind, the devil been trying to make you lose focus. He's been distracting you. He's been trying to take you off your course. He's been distracting you. He's been playing with your mind. He got you all in your emotions. He got you all messed up. He has made you, he has imprisoned you in your mind. But I hear the Lord says, if you read Zechariah 9:12, he said, return to the stronghold. And in this instance, he's talking about the stronghold of your security and your prosperity, not the stronghold of a demonic stronghold. He's not talking about that. He's talking about return back to the security and the prosperity and the hope that you were in before you allow the enemy to come in and play with your mind. He says, I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to command the devil to leave you alone. I'm going to demand and command the enemy to give you back your peace. I'm going to command the enemy to leave your children alone. I'm going to command the enemy to leave your money alone. I'm going to demand the enemy to leave your finances alone. He said, and then when I command the enemy, when I rebuke the devil for your sake, oh my God, he said, then I'm going to bless you. And he said, I'm going to bless you with a double portion. That's 3:9:12. He said, return to the stronghold of security and prosperity, your prisons of hope. Even today, do I declare that I will restore, my God, double, my God, your former prosperity to you. So I'm talking to the person, you feel like you lost everything. The devil been playing with your mind. You done lost everything. You feel like God don't forget, forgotten about you. God said, who am I? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can a mother forget her child? Can a mother forget the child that she birthed? So what makes you think that I can forget you? Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to restore every single thing that you lost. I'm giving it back to you. He said, I'm going to give you back your peace. I'm going to give you back your joy. I'm going to give you back, my God, I'm going to give you back your zeal and your tenacity. And he says, I'm going to restore the joy of your salvation so that you will be able to serve me with a glad heart again. He said, not only am I going to restore you in the spirit, he said, I'm going to restore you, my God, in the natural. He said, I'm going to restore your prosperity to you. He said, do you not know that I'm God? And the whole earth, he said, the whole wide world is in my hands, my God. So I'm talking to the group number one who was burned. I'm talking to the group number two who have been faithful with serving your leader. I'm talking to group number three who you stood the test of time and you prayed for your enemies and you prayed for your friends who try to say that you did something wrong, knowing that you said that you must have did something so great to cause yourself to get caught up in what you got caught up. Then I'm talking to people who've been walking in shame and walking in embarrassment because of your past. Then I'm talking to a people who have been imprisoned in your mind, who the enemy been playing with your mind. I come to tell all five of y'all, five is the number of grace. God said, I'm gracing you, and I've graced you, my God, to be able to walk in this next season with your head up high. I've graced you, my God, and I'm going to continue to grace you to receive the promises of what I have spoken to you in reference to my logo word. He said, I'm going to command the logo to come up off the pages to become rhema in your life. Every promise that I've spoken in the logos, that is written in the logos, he said, I'm going to command the pages to come up out of the Bible. Every promise that is in the Bible, I'm going to command it to come up, and I'm going to command it to manifest in your life, to become rhema in your life, to become a right now manifestation in your life, so that you will be given not just get a thing, but you will be able to get it in a double portion. So for those of you, my God, you ought to be doing some cartwheels and splits right about now. I'm telling you, I declare and decree, I promise you that it was God who spoke this to me. I promise you that it was God, because God did something so great for me the other day. I'm telling you, I didn't owe the bank owed me. And not only did the bank owe me, but they owe me interest, my God. Now you tell me, what bank will be writing you about an account that closed almost 8 years ago and said, we're sorry, we owe you some money? Normally, when you get mail from the bank, they saying you owe the money. So I'm telling God, it's going to be some stuff that God is going to, some stuff that the enemy been holding up, and he's going to have to let it go. He's been holding up some of you. He's been holding up some money for you. He's been holding up some money and inheritance. Some of you supposed to be getting an inheritance, and the enemy been holding it up, and you don't even know he's been holding up. But God knows he's been holding up. But God said he rebuked him in the name of Jesus, command him to let your money go, let your inheritance go. And you're going to, some of you are going to be getting checks in the mail. You're going to be trying to figure out where did this check come from. I don't even know who this person is. I don't even know who this institution is. But God told me to tell you, my God, that this is your season to receive a double portion. This is your season to receive a double recovery. You're going and his wives were stolen, and he became sick in the spirit realm and depressed. And God said, he said, should I go? And he prayed to God. He said, should I go pursue this truth? And God said, you know, yeah, go pursue this truth, and you shall recover it all. My God. So I'm talking to somebody on tonight, and the enemy stole some things from you. And let me just say this. You gave some things away in your lack of knowledge, but God told me to tell you that he's going to restore those things. You're going to recover those things. And not only is he going to restore it, and not only are you going to recover it, but he's going to give you back more than when you had. So a lot of you feel like today that you've lost time. A lot of you feel like today that you can't get back certain things and that you got to start all over again. God told me to tell you to rebuke that feeling from your mind. Rebuke the emotions from your body. And he said, I want you to walk and declare and decree that this is my season of the double recovery. I want somebody to say out loud, this is my season of the double recovery, double recovery, double recovery. This is my season. I shall have what God say that is mine. I shall get what God said that belongs to me. I rebuke the devil. I rebuke the demonic spirits that's trying to hold on to my money, that's trying to hold on to my prosperity. The devil, you are a liar. I command you to let my prosperity go. I command you to let my health go. I command you to let my children go in the name of Jesus. And I shall have a double recovery, a double recovery in the name of Jesus. So you need to shout. You need to dance. You need to flip. You need to do some cartwheels, and you need to do some splits and praise the name of God and tell God, I receive my double recovery. I receive my double recovery in the name of Jesus. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Wow, wow. This is my season, Dr. Henderson. Double recovery, double recovery. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Powerful word. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. We're on the World Wide Web. We're going to mention only your last four digits. So our first caller, Dr. Henderson, is 1795. You're live on the air. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. God Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God is a good God. God's been speaking that to me all day long.
Yes.
All day long, and when I heard the word of the Lord to be broke down in those five categories, God Almighty,
yes.
I'm in God, and I'm telling you, glory to God, this is my season for double recovery.
Double recovery, hallelujah.
Double recovery, even more than what I lost.
Yes,
hallelujah. I am excited about this season. Someone earlier today and telling them about the loss that has been lost out there, but the thief has been found. And he has
yes.
to pay full restitution, honey. Ah,
yes.
Glory to God.
Full restitution. Double.
Full
restitution. Double.
Double. Yes. Double. Yes, indeed. I received that word on tonight. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God for Dr. Henderson. I wasn't going to miss him tonight. But I saw
Amen.
That topic. I said, oh, I'm in there. I'm in there.
Yes.
Oh,
double.
I am there.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. Double recovery. Receive it in the name of Jesus on earth as it is in heaven. Receive your prosperity. Receive double portion of double. I speak a double portion in the natural and in the spirit in Jesus' name. God bless you, my dear. Double recovery. Double recovery. Double recovery. Hallelujah. Double recovery. Somebody just needs to just speak all night long till you fall asleep. Double recovery. Double recovery. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. God bless you, my dear. Yeah. Double recovery. Double recovery. Hey. Yes. Yes.
I receive that.
Name of Jesus. Double recovery. Hallelujah.
Double recovery.
All right. Bless you. I'll see you on Saturday. I'll see you. Look, we're going to be speaking this all through the week. On Saturday, we're just going to holler, double recovery. I'm telling you, that place is going to be on fire. Double recovery. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Ooh, amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling. See you on Saturday, my dear. Kevin.
Yes. God bless you, my
amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. What a blessing there. Ladies and gentlemen, our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 4489. 4489, you're live on the air. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Double recovery.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, double recovery, double recovery, double recovery. Yes.
Thank you, God.
Double recovery.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes. Double recovery, double recovery. I speak it over your life in the name of Jesus. Double recovery. Take and let their finances go. Let her health go. Double recovery in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Double recovery.
Thank you, God.
Double recovery. Double recovery. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know, I think of when I thought about it, I felt like I was in the third person of Job.
Amen.
And I just call me Jobette. Because the one thing that I remember in that scripture is even though God let this enemy deal with him, he said, you couldn't have his soul.
That's right. Can't have it.
You can't touch that.
Can't have it.
And I bless the Lord.
So did. God gave him more children, more wealth, I'm telling you, than he had before. So you be encouraged. I see gold. My God, I see gold. I see like a treasure with gold coins in it. My God. So you be encouraged. You be encouraged. You be encouraged. I see treasure of in a chest, gold just overflowing. Gold coins overflowing. Amen. So that's God saying double prosperity. My God, double prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy took away from you in the natural as it relates to your health, everything that he took away from you as it relates to your finances, I hear God said overflowing. The coins are overflowing. As a matter of fact, I see the gold coins coming out. The chest is overflowing, that the chest can't even hold all the coins, that the coins are now all on the ground surrounding the chest. My God, because it's overflowing. My God, hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Double
recovery.
Thank you,
oh,
my
glory.
God.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Thank
praise
God.
Him. Praise
thank
him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise him. Hallelujah.
Double recovery.
Yes. Double
recovery.
Double recovery. This is the season.
Hallelujah.
Double recovery.
This is the season.
This is
double
the
recovery.
Season. Double recovery.
This is the season. This
yeah,
is
I receive
season.
It. Recovery. I receive it in Jesus' name.
In the name
double
of
recovery.
Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Oh,
boy,
hallelujah.
This is powerful tonight. This is powerful tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. This is powerful. Double recovery. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, double recovery. Double recovery.
Double
that's
recovery.
All I can say is double recovery.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Kevin?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen, Dr. Henderson. Back to you. Praise God for all the word tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we get
Is Tessie
on?
Yeah, Sister Ashley, you're on live. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is my season of double recovery.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? This was, oh my God, this was so much confirmation, because this morning when I was speaking to Evangelist Mays, she told me, she prayed for me and actually spoke that God was doing a new thing.
Praise him.
And you said that. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will he not? Will he not? said, oh, my God. He will do it every time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Double recovery.
Double recovery.
Oh, my God. And I decree and I declare over my life that not only is he going to restore everything financially, everything physically, but my youth shall be restored as the eagles. Hallelujah. And I thank him and I praise him for that, because as you were speaking that, that's what he was speaking to me. Your youth shall be renewed as the eagles. And I was just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because when you start to get a little older, everything just starts to hurt and ache and everything. You don't move around. But I'm telling you, I decree and I declare. And I just want to give a little bit of a testimony here tonight, because I was just speaking to my cousin just a few minutes ago. And, you know, I've struggled with my weight problems for such a long time. But this is my year. This is my year of double recovery. I'm not just going to recover that which was lost, but that which I gave away, like you said, that which I gave away, because I gave it away. And I know that God's going to restore it. Amen. I thank him, and I thought, oh, my God, this has been such a powerful, powerful word tonight. Oh, my God, such a powerful word tonight. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare it, that it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. A new thing he's doing in my life, a new thing. Hallelujah. The old is passed away. What I was ashamed of is passed away. What I had to be ashamed of is passed away. But God is doing a new thing. He's got something new sitting in front of me. And like you said, shiny and bright and beautiful. And I'm going for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes.
I speak it over your life. Double recovery. Everything that the enemy been playing with your mind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I speak double recovery in the name
of Jesus. Double recovery over every area of your life.
Today, those who are listening by way of internet, those who are listening by way of dial in, those who have spoken and who have commented, this is your season of double recovery. In the name of Jesus, I've been praying and I
pray for me.
In the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, this is your season of the double recovery.
Yes, hallelujah, double recovery.
Of the double recovery. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I want you guys to share this message out to every person that you know. Share it out, download it, put it on YouTube. This is the season of the double recovery. I want you to speak it by faith in the name of Jesus. That in which the enemy try to take away from you, he try to take away relationships. Recovery. Those of you who have been barren, those of you who have been faithfully serving your leader, those of you who have stood the test of time, those of you who have went through some shame and some embarrassment and you've been mocked and scorned, and those who have been in prison in your mind, God told me to tell you that this is the season of the double recovery. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Straight to the Point. I'm going to go. But I want you to be reminded of these three things. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and good night.
When the kingdom's up for violence, when the violence, take it by force.
Straight to the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We thank you so much for joining us, but we want to encourage you to go back and download this and send it out to everybody you know for the blessing. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. All the Straight to the Points programming is archived and kept on the network. Just look for Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. If you have any problems getting to it, just give me a call. We'll send you the link. Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233. Just send me a text and I'll send you the information, the link to get to the Straight to the Point broadcast. That's 404-401-0233 to reach me and get more information. Well, ladies and gentlemen, take care. We'll see you next time. And remember, Jesus is Lord of all. God bless you. We'll see you next time.